I've watched it.
All right, Tyler, congratulations on win number one. Maybe you need to take a week off once a year. I don't know. You kind of like regrouped and came back with like great night for you. You got the track record. You got a feature win.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about her not being here, but I mean, it all played out for the best, I guess. We just went over things, and no, it's been the same. It's been strong all year since we've had it out. I have to thank Joe Hawksby and my crew and all them, because, man, it's just a rocky ship.
You get the track record. Did you know that when you went by and saw the time?
I thought it was close. I thought it was a 7, so I'm like, well, I'm close. Then they're like, oh, yeah, good job. I'm like, man, that's awesome.
All right, now you come in, you have the track record. You're like, hey, this is going to be a good night. But a lot of times guys win, I guess, win practice, and their night ends up as a flop. Heat race comes. You end up in, what, 2nd, I believe?
Yeah, after the last restart, I just kind of slowed down to save my tires, so, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of a scary heat race you were in there.
Yeah, I'm just glad everybody's okay. That was a really scary ride for everybody that was in it, so.
What'd you see in that?
A whole lot of cars go flying up towards the wall.
Any idea what happened?
I saw somebody hop a left front or something like that, and I'm like, this isn't going to be good, so I instantly slowed down, and we were able to make it through it, so.
All right, so you get through the heat race, unscathed, relatively. Then feature time comes. You're starting a couple rows out of the front, I think 3rd row, maybe 3rd or 4th?
Yep, we started 6th.
Going to the front is usually what you want to do anyway, but how important was it knowing all the pretty fast cars behind you?
I got told to kind of wait, but I knew that if I wasn't going to get up there, there would have been a really fast guy that would have, and he would have been really hard to pass. So I just went, right off the bat, so.
Worked on Jack for a little bit, but it didn't seem too bad. You got around him, took the lead, and at that point, were you pushing hard as you could go the whole way, or did you kind of find a good rhythm?
Yeah. Jack ran really, really good all night, so I just got to give... And that's awesome for Jack, and the car was good, just the whole feature. It got a little free at the end, but it was nothing serious at all.
You had just gotten into lap traffic. Was that a welcome sign, or like, you know what, I've got clear track ahead now, this is great, or was it, you know what, I was on a rhythm, I had a big lead?
I knew we were pretty fast, but I didn't think we were that fast, and I was actually going to use every lap car as like a pick, and I was just hoping to get more and more and more, and I did, so.
So you're completely okay with the lap traffic, as opposed to having a clear track in front of you?
I'd rather have lap traffic, yeah.
You've got a lot of experience, you've done a lot of racing.
Yeah.
All right. At that point, how much of the leaderboard were you watching to see who's coming up behind you?
I looked about 3 times, but I'm like, I'm just going to stay focused and drive.
Any close calls for you tonight?
The last lap coming out of 2. I got pretty sideways, and I'm like, easy now, easy. And it was awesome, so.
What do you do here now? You've got, like, what, 2 weeks, 2 more races left, including the Classic. You just leave it as is for next week, or maybe you take the week off. What do you do?
We're going to go through the car, but I actually think we're going to run our other car in the upcoming week, just to make sure that we don't wreck or anything like that, just keep everything safe. So that's how that's going to go.
Can we expect to see you do double duty come Classic weekend?
Maybe. I don't know right now, but... Maybe.
If not you, would the car just sit, or would they put somebody else in? Maybe Jason.
I honestly have no idea. And my dad, that would be pretty funny.
Pretty funny, you said?
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, who do you have to thank for your victory, first victory tonight?
I have to thank all my sponsors, my dad, my mom, and my whole crew. They're just awesome at everything they do, so thank you.